Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining on the Zoom on this Motzai Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry I'm a minute late. Got a phone call from Rav Mordechai Willig a minute ago. Okay, but anyway, good to be here. So let's learn now. We're about to start Simin Reish Nun Dalid. So today's Amud is Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, but we're starting on page 48 and the beginning of Simin Reish Nun Dalid. Today we're going to do Si'ifim Aleph and Beis. Now you'll notice that there's a long bir halacha at the beginning of Simin Reish Nun Dalid, and the very first Mishnah Berurah in Simin Reish Nun Dalid says Ayin Bibir. That you need to see this bir halacha in order to get a sense of the Gemara that that forms the basis of the first two si'ifim of the Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to do something very daring. We're going to try to learn these two si'ifim without seeing the bir halacha and without going through the Gemara and try to explain it as clearly as we possibly can. So says the Shulchan Aruch. So this is just to give a little bit of background. Without going through all the details of the Gemara, but we learned that there is an Isser called Shehiyah. The Isser of Shehiyah means that if you have food that's not yet cooked, you're not allowed to leave it cooking going into Shabbos. And there were a number of heterim that allow for Shehiyah. One of those heterim was Kidra Chaita, was that if you have a totally raw piece of meat that has no chance of getting cooked by the Friday night meal anyway, so then you're allowed to do Shehiyah because there's no concern that you're going to be Mechata B'Gachalim because there's nothing to gain from being Mechata B'Gachalim. No matter what you do, it's not going to be ready for the Friday night meal, and you don't need to be mechatab b'chalim in order for it to be ready for the Shabbos morning meal. So this si'if is going to tell us an exception to that heter of kidra chaita, that even though we generally have that heter, it's not always going to be true. Sometimes, even if it's a raw piece of meat, it's going to be usher to do shehiyah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, even though you're allowed to leave raw meat and do shehiyah, and raw meat, that's only if it's meat that's in a pot. But if it's roasting over an open flame, then you're not allowed to do shehiya, because that can cook much quicker. It's right over a fire. So you're not allowed to leave something on your barbecue grill if it's on, even if it's a raw piece of meat going into Shabbos, because when it's directly over a flame, it will cook much more quickly. But that's only if it's ox meat or goat meat. But if you have a meat of a gedi or a bird that are cut up into pieces, then mutter, then you still have the same heter of shehiyah, because there's no concern that you're going to come to stoke those coals, because that meat is so soft that if you are mechata b'chalim, it's likely to burn the meat. It's going to yischarich abasur, that it's instead of it being roasted meat, it's just going to be burnt meat. So because such meat only really needs the residual heat of fire, it doesn't really need a direct fire, and therefore when you're mechata b'gachalim and direct fire hits it, it's very likely to burn. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan alv mutu la'ashoso haynu shemutu liten l'chadchil la'ashoso al gabi kiru v'tanur afilu meinu gruvum k'tumim. This means even if you don't have the other heterim of shehiyah, like garuf v'katum, which is one of the heterim of Shia that we had earlier, that since it's raw, you're not going to pay any attention to it until the next day. And it will cook over the course of the night, whether you do chitoy or not, so there's no motivation to do chitoy. Sivkat and Beis, Aval but Tzli. So that was the heter of Kidra Chaita. But if you're dealing with Tzli, with that which is roasted on a fire, Avilum Tzales Atzli Betanur Vatanur Mechusa, even if it's roasting inside of an oven and the oven is covered or closed, but the oven is not absolutely sealed shut, we're concerned that you'll open the oven and you'll still be mechata b'gachalim. When we say tzli, roasted over a fire, so that's coming to tell me as opposed to tzli kedar, as opposed to a pot roast, something that's roasting in a pot where it's roasting in its own juices. Dino kakir Then it's like anything that's cooking in a regular pot. And also if it's directly on the fire, not just exposed to the fire, but in the fire, then we're going to see in Sif Beis that has different halachos when something's directly on coals or mamish in the fire itself. Asula nicho, Sif Katan Dalid was asula nicho. You still have the heter of shihia that if something is fully cooked before Shabbos, then it's not a violation of shihia. If it already gets to the point that further cooking is only going to make it worse, so you have that heter of shihia. And that's according to the first opinion that we learned in Reshon and Gimel. But remember, the second opinion said that as long as it gets to Machal ben Drusai before Shabbos, then you already solved the problem of shihia, so that applies over here as well. Shemimar lis bashel sifkat en hay. This is going on where we said that if it's directly over the fire, it will cook more quickly, and therefore we are concerned about shihia. So kasher achor misin reshon gimel demine kitnius virakos shishar dvar makim afilu b'gderim mimar lis bashel v'alkein afilu b'chay chashin ben shami yichat v'ayin l'kamam sifchaz mi'alach sham. That the whole heter of kidrachay to begin with is only on raw meat, but when it comes to beans and other things that cook fairly quickly, you don't have this whole hatch of kidra chayta to begin with, and that we already learned earlier. Siv katan vav bibasar shor shu basar kasha v'tzarech bishul b'yosef v'chashin l'chtuyei. So he said the concern of shemi yichate is when it comes to basar shor o'ez, where it's tougher meat, and therefore you might stoke the coals to get it to cook. Avul basar gedi siv katan zayin hainu gedi arach, but soft gedi, then we're not as concerned when it's cut to pieces. If you have a whole bird or a whole gedi, so then it has a din of basar shor, because that will take a long time to cook unless you stoke the coals and then over a fire, and then it might cook very quickly. But if it's cut into pieces, so then there's no concern that you're going to be mechate b'gachalim. Sivkan tes mutter beinu mechay legamri on the shins bashel k'sasul kaman ba'aga. Whether it's totally raw, whether it's slightly cooked, we're not worried about it, because she'im yechate sivkan yod l'fi tam zeh ein chilek beinu tzaleu b'tanu shepim b'chuso tzaleu m'gule tzaleish. It doesn't matter whether it's roasting in an oven where the oven is closed, or it's exposed over a fire. That kol shari would all be mutter, because anytime you're mechata b'gachalim, it's going to cause it to burn. Aval yesh machmir del kamei ba'agos sovrin. But we're soon going to see that the Rama holds de'enu mutter b'gadiva of kim kishatzalei b'tanu shapim mechusa v'rak she'netoch petit. That this whole heter of gadi and of that you're allowed to do shihia because you're never going to be mechata b'gachalim, because that will just cause it to burn, is only if it's in a closed oven that isn't sealed and locked shut. That's where we say that it's unlikely you're going to open the oven, because the air that will come in will ruin the food. But if you're roasting it open over an open fire, then even by gdiyanov, the Rama is going to say, I'm nervous that you're going to be mechata b'gachalim. Weiter in the mechaber now in the fourth line, v'imu b'tanur v'tach piv b'tit. If it's in an oven that's locked, it's sealed shut with cement, bein gediva of shleimim, bein basar shor o'ez, whether it's a gediva rof that's shalem, or whether it's basar shor o'ez, meaning even tough meat, mutter. I know it's mutter because lo chashin l'chitoy. You could do shihia, because even though if you were to do chitoy, it would be ready for the Friday night meal, you're not going to do chitoy. Shem ba levtach hatanur v'chatos tikanis roch v'yitzanin hatanur v'yiskasha basar v'yafsid. The fact that the tanur is locked tells me that you want it to be locked, because the second you open that tanur, air is going to get in, cool air is going to get in, and it's going to ruin it. Siv katan yir alef, mishra bruvi, iskasha abasar, vimu b'gedei relo mahanik shetoch b'titl deyazu. This opinion of the mechaber would hold that if it's in a pot and it's not roasting, it's just in a pot, it's cooking, then the fact that the oven is sealed shut makes no difference. Tolo yiskasha, v'ayin l'kaman ba'agab, d'masik da'minig lahakal b'zeh. And we're going to see in the Ramah that no, once the oven is sealed shut, we are very makil. It's really like, even she'enu muchal nachatos, We're about to see in the Ramah that when you lock your oven shut, then there's no concern of Shami Yechata anymore, because it's not easy to be Mechata. It's not easy to stoke the coals. But the Mechaber holds that even Tach Betit doesn't help for softer meats. Tach Betit only, doesn't help, I'm sorry, rather for things that are cooking. Tach Betit only helps for things that are roasting, says the Ramah. Now, let's see what we hold. The Ramah is actually a much simpler shita. First of all, he says it doesn't make a difference whether it's entirely raw or just slightly cooked. So let's see the Mishnah Brura on that first. Everything we're going to say, bein lehet or bein leisser, we're saying that there is no chilik whether it's slightly cooked or totally raw. Vida, the kol zadafka bin name the mari linyan sli avlini kedei. When we say there's no difference whether it's totally raw or slightly cooked, that means as far as roasting is concerned. But when it comes to something cooking in a pot or a pot roast, which has the same din as something cooking in a pot, then there is a difference between that which is raw and that which is slightly cooked. Because if it's totally raw, you're allowed to put it up right before Shabbos. Bein basar shor, bein basar gediv. That was the heter that we had of Kidra Chaita. That's something that's totally raw. You could put it up right before Shabbos. But if it's slightly cooked before Shabbos, then it's going to be aser. We don't have the heter that the Mechaber spoke about here, that if you start stoking the coals, you're going to burn it, because it's in a pot, so you're not going to burn it. It's not going to cause any burning. And you don't have the heter of Kidra Chaita, because it's not totally raw. Oh, it's already partially cooked. Keep it with Kadei Ruhu, it's our Bishul Rav. It's in a pot, so it takes longer to cook, and therefore you're not afraid that you're going to burn it. Uman nikra mavushal katsas, as far as what's called mavushal katsas, mavur lel breshim reshim gimel, we already quoted in reshim gimel, dea kamaisis rila shamat she ispashal kol tzarcho, ukshi ispashal yirim asamik varadlo, that the first opinion holds that mavushal katsas means anything less than mitstamik varadlo, vayeshar mishra siru lehu demikivin shen ispashal kamachabin shay nikra bishal gamur, umatul litan al gabi kir vatanu shen gor fakatum, that anything less than machal ben jusay is called nispashal katsas. Sass. But once it gets to Machal Ben Jusai, then it's going to be mutter. Sivkat in your gimel, tzas, dilu yachli tzolos mi bod yom, tzaliya rotli, if you were able to be fully roasted, properly roasted before Shabbos starts, afil basar shor mutter, then everything would be mutter, because that's one of the heterim, that if it would be able to be ready before Shabbos. V'nei lebar leil b'reishon reishon gimel vor shtei deus ma'an nikra b'shal haroi, v'adin m'nei l'nitzli k'mosh k'savn l'mayla b'sivkat in dalet. And it's again the same conversation, two deos that we had, as far as what's called fully cooked. Does fully cooked mean mitstamik v'ralo, or does fully cooked mean machal ben drusai in this context? Now, back in the Ramah, says the Ramah, here's the rule. V'kolzman shechalal haguf shalem, meaning we made a distinction between a bird that's a whole bird, where it has the same status as sharo eis, versus a bird that's cut up into pieces. So he says, if the cavity of the body is intact, it's whole, avu b'shenulav rosho kra'av, even though you cut off the wings, or you cut off the legs and you cut off the head, mikri shalem, that's called shalem, if you leave the whole cavity, the sides of the bird, intact. There are those that are machmir that hold that if an oven is sealed shut, everything's going to be mutter, that all bets are off. And if it's not in a sealed oven, if it's directly over an open fire, everything's going to be aser. Every type of meat, it's all going to be aser. Ubetaner shapiv mechusa el sheina toch betit. It's only if you have an oven that's closed but not locked, then we distinguish between the sharo eis meat versus the basar gediva of meat, where the sharo eis meat is going to be Aser and the Basar Gediva Oaf is going to be mutter. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yudalit Hakol Shari Ratzalomer Afil Begder V'Nespashel Ktsas. This was going on where the Ramah had said that when that there are those that are machmir, that if the oven is sealed shut, everything's mutter. Meaning everything's mutter, even if it's in a kedera, even if it's in a pot. Delo chashin shiyef techanavi yichatek even shu sasim betit. That we're just not worried that you're going to open it up because it's totally sealed. So this is a huge heter. What the Ramah is telling us is that if your oven is locked, you don't have to worry about shihia. You can leave things cooking into Shabbos in a locked oven. Question is, halachically, what do we consider a locked oven? What is toach petit halachically? So in the Dirsh over here, they quote different opinions whether removing the knobs is called toach petit, because it becomes a hassle to be able to adjust the fire, to be able to be mechata b'gchalim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that it's very hard to know whether it is or isn't. Rav Eliyashiv says it's kosher lahatir, and Rav Azna says it's pashut that it's mutter, meaning that that's called toach petit. So this is a major discussion. It's also a question whether if there's a lock on the oven and you can just lock the oven, is that called toach petit? Or if you have some sort of special Shabbos mode on the oven that makes it nearly impossible, or you have to know a million buttons to push to be able to adjust the temperature, that might be called toach petit, which means that the whole issue of shihia could go away if you have the right kind of Sabbath mode on your oven. It's a huge kula that Rama is saying, and that we paskin like. Veinu muchal lechatos. It's not easy to be mechata. V'cholik b'zadav samacham shemachmir b'zad. Rama is in disagreement with the mechaber who's machmir on this. K'mo shekasav nusiv kat nyalalif. V'ad nakar Rama b'lishne v'yesh machmir and alfa gav delin zeh hu kula. Even though the Rama quotes this as yesh machmirin, even though it has its sad chumra, but it also has its sad kula, like we just said. Mishum de bitzli danan kaimin be hu chumra. Because as far as that which is roasted, it turns out to be a chumra, because the mechaber was makel about that which is roasted, and the Ramah is saying that if it's not toach betit, I'm gonna have to be machmir on roasted items. And that's what Tezvav is about. Val gabe eish, if it's on an open fire, everything's aser. Ein rotzel lomar al gabe chol mamish. When he says al gabe eish, doesn't mean literally sitting on the coals. That's what Sif Beis is going to be about. The bezeh afilu mechaber al kol aser, because that even the mechaber holds is aser. Kamosh from vorel kamam Sif Beis. Avul rotzel lomar eitzela eish. Al gabe eish means like a barbecue, right? That it's over the fire, but the fire is not engulfing the food. Ubala afuku bezeh midas mechaber lochil bebasu gedi shemutu beinim tzolei betanoshu mechuso beinim tzolei begaloi eitzela eish. And he's disagreeing with the Mechaber, who does not distinguish when it comes to Basar Gedi, and he holds that it's mutter, whether it's roasting in an oven in a closed oven, or whether it's roasting over an open flame. But according to the Ramah, there's no heter by a Gedi unless it's roasting inside an oven that's closed, like we already explained. So Sif Aleph is all about if you have something that's roasting over a fire. What sort of heterim do you have when something is roasting over a fire? So the Mechaber distinguished between different types of meat and whether within the basar oaf, whether it's menutach levarim or not. The Mechaber distinguished between tach betit and not tach betit, right? So we have all those complicating factors. Sif Beis is about not that it's over a fire, that it's in the fire. It's mamish on the fire. You have hot coals and it's sitting on the coals, says the Mechaber Sif Beis. Ein tzolin batzol abeitzol basar al gabi gecholim el kadei shiutzol mibod yom yishnei tzad v'kamach v'nishlei shuchatzi b'shulo. That the only way you're allowed to roast something directly on coals is if it could get to machol ben drusai, which is half bishul before Shabbos. Afilu basar gedi, even if it's basar gedi, where we said before that if you stoke the coals over basar, under basar gedi, it's going to burn it. But we're still concerned you're going to stoke the coals over here. Tzalim, Eino Choshesh, Ela Sheyitzalim Meher, Vaf Pishay Scharech. Because obviously, if you're the one that put it on the Gechalim, apparently you don't mind it being burnt. Hilka Chashin and Shami Yechata, so therefore I'm concerned, you might come to be Mechata. Aval Keshenitzla, Kamachal Ben Drusai, but if it's already roasted to the point of Machal Ben Drusai, Lo Chashin and Dil Nasi Lach Tuya, Afilu Mubas Rashar, then I'm not so worried that you're going to come to be Mechata B'Gechalim, even if it's Basar Shar, Shemach Shu Rai Lachila, Lami Yechata Lafsido, because if it's already Rai Lachila, we're not concerned that you're going to want to be Mechata B'Gechalim, because being Mechata B'Gechalim would just ruin it. So, why would you want to take that risk? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Tazayin, Batzal Beitzav, Vodin Shard Varm Sheinechal Nchayin. It means anything that needs cooking. Ukidil Kamei. Al Gabi Gechalim, Hainu, what's different over here in Siv Beis is Shenogin Ba Gechalim, that they're actually touching the coals. Uliachar Tzio Yamtin Hashivka Gechalim Yazitlim. Your plan is that after it roasts, you'll wait until the Gechalim die out, and then you'll take the food. Vine Atam de Cheshin Bezer Shemiyachata, Fil Basukdi, Ukumoshim Farnshachar Kach. The reason I'm afraid you might stoke the coals over here, even by Basar Gadi, is as the Mechaber explains. The Kivan Sheinicho, that since you put it there to begin with, you're obviously not so worried that it's going to get burnt. Avalim Yitzla B'samach La Gechalim, but if you're roasting it near the Gechalim, that's a Sif Aleph discussion. Kvar Nisbar B'Sif Aleph, Tasa Mechaber. We already explained that the Mechaber holds, if it's near the Gechalim, that when you're dealing with softer types of meat, I'm not worried you're going to stoke the coals, because it's going to char the meat. And therefore you could do shihia on it. And the same is true with an onion or an egg. But with tougher meat, then you're going to need it to be fully roasted before Shabbos. Because then I am concerned that you'll stoke the coals. Kilo you pass it all day chitui, because it won't get ruined by doing chitui. Even shu eino munach al gabei hagchalim, because it's not directly on the coals. That was the mechaber shita and sif aleph. V'das haraman, Ramal shita and sif aleph. This is just repeating what we already learned. Kapos kandein chelak bein al gabei hagchalim obesamach lehen. That there's no difference whether it's on the gchalim or near the gchalim. Bein basar shar o basar gediva of. And there's no chelak whether it's ox meat or whether it's softer meat, Hashir Shiyasim Vodyam, Kemachal Ben Jusai, that you just have to make sure that it's Machal Ben Jusai before Shabbos starts. V'imu Tuach Petit, and if it's a sealed oven, Sharili Dide B'chol Gavni Litna Samach L'chashecha, then Shihiyah is just mutter, the Lo Chashin, Shiyasar Hatiach, V'yichata, Kvar Kasav B'siv Alef, Denagu Kasvar Zu. Because once it's a sealed oven, once it's a closed oven, the fire is not accessible to you, so I'm not worried about anything. And we already explained that that's how, that we paskin like that line of the Ramah. Siv in your chas, afilu hu basar gedi, even if it's gedi meat, dainu afilu hu menutach, even if it's cut up into pieces, the mekalinan le'el b'sif aleph, where we were mekel on sif aleph, when it's near the gechalim, hachal gabi gechalim shiny, but when it's on the gechalim, we're going to have to be more machmir, because you're obviously not worried about it getting burnt, to k'nfarish v'haldech, as the Shulchan Aruch explained. So to summarize what we learned tonight, sorry for the slightly longer shiur tonight, but it was a shorter one yesterday. Number one, we said that the Mechaber says that the heter of Kidru Chaita does not apply to shor or eiz meat that's directly over a fire. Second, we learned that the Mechaber holds that toach betit will work for gedi va'of over a fire, but the Ramah holds it works for everything, even for food inside of a pot, that once you seal your oven, everything's mutter, shihiyah's mutter. Then third, we said that the Ramah essentially has three categories. If the oven is toch betit, it's locked shut, everything is mutter. If it's directly al gabei ha'esh, everything is aser. Open on an open fire, everything is aser. And if it's closed but not locked, then it depends if it's basar sharaways or basar gedi va'of. And then the final thing we learned in Sif Beis was that the Isser Shia applies when something is directly on coals, unless it got to the point of Machal Ben Drusai before Shabbos. In that case, even when it's directly on coals, even the Mechaber will hold getting to Machal Ben Drusai before Shabbos is all you need to be makel, but short of that, you will have an Isser Shia on all types of food. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, after 10 o'clock tomorrow, we will continue with Si'if Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you again for joining.